You're listening to a download from North Sound One. Listen again.
North Sound One at Offshore Europe with Falck NewTek, offering the complete package in offshore and onshore safety training. North Sound One.
Hi, this is John Mellison. Thanks for checking out the Energy Week podcast. We're at Offshore Europe this week, day two today, day one for me, and what a busy one it was. Chatting to various key players from the energy sector, the organisers of the event itself, as well as Ryder Cup captain and elite European golfer Colm Montgomery, and Ben Collins, Top Gear's former Stig. Just why we're a racing driver and a golfer at an energy sector event. First up this morning was Elaine Hulse, the exhibition director. Simply put, it's her job to bring Offshore Europe to life every year, and then to lie in a darkened room being played the sound effects of a babbling brook and distant harp glissandos until she's capable of speech once more.
North Sound One, we are live at Offshore Europe. It's day two of the event, 20 past 11. Jennifer Lopez, and joining me just now is the exhibition director for Offshore Europe. So basically the person that's got the keys for the centre for the 3 days that we're here. And morning to Elaine Hulse. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm absolutely fine.
I imagine organising this sort of event must leave you practically tearing your hair out.
Well, we have a big team who are very experienced, and but I can't say it doesn't have its moments.
It's presumably, I mean, after this event, after you lie in a darkened room for a number of days.
A few days, yes.
It's back on the treadmill and organising for 2013.
Absolutely. We've already started the organising for 2013 before this show even starts, and our team are already talking about all the exhibitors about 2013 coming up.
Now, the thing with this type of event is, I mean, I see so many people going around in suits, and then I'll see someone like Colin Montgomery, and I'll see sort of bits of kit that I have absolutely no idea what they do, who they serve, or where they're going. Presumably, you have to coordinate all this and know everything that's going on.
Yeah, yes, we do. And also, to a certain extent, Offshore Europe has a bit of a life of its own, and people are doing things on all their stands and all around the place. And there's so many events all around the city as well. So it generates a great diversity of events, which I think is one of its great strengths.
If you work in the industry, then you're going to be here to network. But if you're an Aberdonian and you're living in this part of the world, this touches down on your very doorstep. Is there a point to come along? You know, what sort of stuff is there to see for the average Joe, if you like?
Well, really, the event isn't really for the average Joe, if you like. It really is aimed very specifically at the oil and gas industry in Aberdeen. Aberdeen has a huge number of very high-ranking technology companies and technologists, and those are the people that really the event is for.
Okay, but as long as they spend money in the bars and the restaurants and everywhere else, then we're happy.
That's great.
We can wear the traffic for a couple of days. In fact, it's better this year, I feel.
Yes, the traffic seems to have been moving very smoothly. Each year we try to make improvements as more and more people come. And this year we've put on more buses to various areas of the city, the industrial estates, oil companies, for example. We have park and ride facilities at Pittodrie Stadium and at the Beach Boulevard, which are all working very well. So we're sort of suggesting that people shouldn't, unless they have to, bring their cars to Bridgerton.
Yeah, well, we're taking up three parking spaces with our radio car anyway, so that's probably best advice.
You're more than welcome.
The situation is, I know that it's expanded event on event, not year on year, but event on event, it's got bigger, and presumably it's going to get bigger and bigger again. Is there a roof? Is there a capacity that you might reach where you can't go any further?
I think in terms of the infrastructure in Aberdeen, there probably is. This event is about 10% bigger than we were in 2009. But we constantly get more and more inquiries from people wanting to meet the Aberdeen audience, wanting to be here. And so we have to take a view and see how we can accommodate that.
Would you ever consider taking it to a venue where, I mean, although the sector is here, you're in Scotland, would you ever consider moving the exhibition to a bigger venue?
Oh, absolutely not. I think that the Aberdeen location is key. It's the centre of the UKCS, the North Sea oil industry, and it's the audience that's in and around Aberdeen that all these people want to see. So, no, I think it is where it belongs.
Well, Elaine, I'll let you get on to whatever it is that you have to do now, because I imagine it's very, very busy. But thank you for stopping by and chatting to us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Also today, why would a racing driver and a world-famous golfer be in attendance? Ben Collins is the Stig who was unmasked, and Colin Montgomery is a face known to millions worldwide. Here's why. This is North Sun One. We're live from Offshore Europe for day two of the conference. And as you'd expect, loads of technology and things, quite frankly, that I don't know what they do. They look super and whizzy, but I have no idea what they do. And then you walk around the corner, and standing there is world-famous golfer, Ryder Cup captain, Colin Montgomery. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Delighted to be here.
Colin, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Why are you here?
Well, I'm here on behalf of the BG Group, who have donated £300,000 to my Monty's Maggie's appeal here in Aberdeen. And we all know in these financial times that is a wonderful, wonderful donation to help people in this area. Aberdeen's the only city in Scotland without a Maggie's Centre currently, and we're trying to eradicate that right now by building one, and by 2013 we should have one up and running here in Aberdeen. And so we're almost halfway there with this donation today. As I say, £300,000. It's a terrific.
It's an enormous amount, isn't it?
An enormous amount. And we are up now very close to 1.5 million. And that's halfway to our target of 3 million to actually build and fund a centre here.
Now, this centre is going on the site at Forrester Hill. Tell us a little bit about the work that it does in conjunction there.
It's really for practical and emotional support, not just for patients of cancer, but also for their families. I think with my late mother, I think with having a father and a brother, we weren't really very good, and we didn't know what to say and the right thing to say at the right time. And I think that it's as important for the families to have that emotional support as it is for the patients.
Yeah.
And so this is what this is for. The NHS cannot give the time and that emotional practical support that the private sector can, and that's what we're having to do. So this fundraising has been going great, and the Aberdeen community has got right behind this Monty's Maggie appeal, and we have raised, as I say, up to £1.5 million within 2 years already, and we've got another 2 years to go, and we will start building, and it'll be a very, very emotional time for myself and my father. He's 81 now. I hope he's around for that to happen, because it's going to have my mother's name, Elizabeth Montgomery Centre, here in Aberdeen, and I think it'll be an amazing addition to healthcare in this area.
We're delighted to have you here. Now, it would be remiss of me, in the week that Offshore Europe is here, where you can't get a hotel room for love nor money, at the end of this week is going to be just as bad with the Walker Cup touching down at Royal Aberdeen. Now, I know you self-played in it in 85 and 87.
I did, yes.
Roughly speaking, in layman's terms, it's the amateur equivalent of the Ryder Cup, I guess.
That's exactly what it is. We have 12 players, they have 10, and it is the amateur equivalent of the Ryder Cup, Great Britain Ireland against America. And it's been going longer than the Ryder Cup in an amateur sense. And I just wish the lads well. There's two Scots playing, and hopefully they do well, but they're part of a team, and we need to get as many points as possible. But we won when it was up here about 10 years ago at Nairn, and hopefully in the north of Scotland we can do it again.
Well, we wish you in Europe continued success with this appeal, and also the Walker Cup team at the weekend. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you very much.
North Sound 1 at Offshore Europe with Falk NewTek, offering the complete package in offshore and onshore safety training. North Sound 1.
Well, so one, we're at Offshore Europe, and we're right beside Coates Offshore. Oh, I didn't even know there was a group of girls standing behind me. They're obviously all here for you, Ben, I would guess.
Well, I thought they were following you around, actually. You brought quite an entourage with you.
Nothing to do with me. You know, I didn't know if I would recognise you straight away without, like, a white suit on and the full-face crash helmet, but
yeah.
Ben Collins, former Stig, why are you at Offshore Europe?
Well, I've come up to see Coats Offshore, and there's a lot of synergy really between my world of motor racing and high speed stuff, and they've got a very strong culture of teamwork and safety. So came out to meet some of their employees this morning and have a bit of a laugh and a look around and you know, meet them and get to know them a bit. And introduce them to some of the themes of motor racing and the Le Mans series that I'm involved with.
I guess, you know, when you talk about teamwork and seconds being everything, it's something that is very familiar to you.
Yeah, I think with their business, oil and gas, it's very critical stuff, lots of things that can go bang. So, yeah, health and safety is the, I suppose, is a buzzword, but really it's common sense stuff that you don't get taught in a manual, that's what they pride themselves on. And it's very similar to my world with, you know, works in things like the Bond movies you know, currently, like I say, Le Mans racing, and including the times of Top Gear, trying to keep a handle on the mad presenters and keep them away from harm and all that. So that was a full-time occupation as well as being the Stig. So, yeah, a lot in common.
Going to Top Gear just for a moment, who would you say is the best driver of them?
Well, I was.
Apart from them. Apart from yourself.
I don't know. I suppose the audience has probably got as good an idea as I am. I wouldn't like to say, but, you know, I'm glad I was there because, you know, my professional services were required to make up for their journalistic approach. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And something that's in your past now, but you're still very much involved in racing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it was great to be back on Top Gear this year, this last series, with the Race to Recovery crew, the injured soldiers who've come back and set themselves the Dakar Challenge as a way of recuperating, which is hard to believe. Yeah, heavily into the racing. So the passion for speed is continued, really, beyond the life of Stig. Yeah, I've been very fortunate. Career has always been based around what I love doing.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you go and speak to your entourage of fans. Enjoy the moment.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on.
Sarah Budge represents Energetica. The black gold has served the North East for many a long year, and it's going to continue to do so for the foreseeable future. But Energetica plays a central role in the cornerstone of the North East financial plan as the sector develops increasingly towards harnessing other forms of energy and making the area the hub from which it operates.
This is North East. We're live at Offshore Europe at CeeLo Green, Bright Lights and Bigger City, which is probably a fairly apt song for what we're about to come on to. We've moved halls. I'll be honest with you, right? I have the worst sense of direction in the world. Someone has just held up two fingers to me, which I assume means we're in hall two. That's the way he was holding them anyway. It could be any other thing, but not today. Hall 2 is where we are, and we're at the Aberdeen City and Shire stand, which is it's a fairly big construction, actually. You wouldn't really grab the enormity of it unless you come to Offshore Europe. And if you are coming, make sure you're just wearing shirt sleeves, because it is absolutely boiling here. Whether that's down to all the hot air or just the number of people, I don't know. I'm joined by Sarah Budge, who is the Energetica Project Director. Sarah, good afternoon to you. What is Energetica?
Energetica is an integrated development plan from Aberdeen up the coast to Peterhead. So it's about creating the right environment, delivering development capacity and a low carbon community and new leisure and residential offerings that will attract people to this fabulous area.
So in sort of broad terms, we've got the foundations of the energy sector here. This is about building blocks for its future.
It is indeed. And if we think of Energetica in two parts, one's obviously the key business piece, which is about infrastructure for growth. So that's business parks, it's about road development and projects for development, such as the European Offshore Wind Deployment Centre. And it, of course, it's about developing the right environment for people to live, work and invest.
Okay, so you're looking at this as a long-term plan. How on earth do you go about affording it?
That's a very good question. We're looking at a mix of public and private sector funding. The public sector is there to pump prime developments, but really this will succeed on the back of significant private sector investment. And indeed, we already have considerable private sector investment within the Energetica corridor.
They say that you know, there's a lot of deals done in these 3 days. I've yet to see anyone sign off on a cheque. Have you seen any money being invested in Energetica while you've been here?
I haven't seen any cheques being signed, but the sheer scale of the show is indicative of Aberdeen and the North East's reputation and technology leadership in offshore marine engineering. That's really exciting in terms of business now for oil and gas, but also for the new energy era and for offshore renewables.
And briefly, as far as your plans are concerned, if someone wanted to see them, you know, the way things are developing, where would they go?
They would go to our website, which is www.energetica.co.com.
www.energetica.co.uk.
Energetica, energetica.uk.com.
Something like that, anyway. You're not in charge of IT, are you, Sarah? Good, excellent. I'm glad about that. This is North Sound 1. We're live at Offshore Europe.
You're listening to a download from North Sound 1. Listen again. Missed it first time? Catch up at northsound1.com/listen again.
North Sound 1 live from Offshore Europe. That's Jason Derulo. And just before, a featured artist this week, Scotland's very own Paolo Nutini. And, you know, when you're at something like Offshore Europe and there are so many nations represented, it's always good, I think, to find something from your own nation and from your own front yard to sort of talk up as we get towards the end of day two at Offshore Europe. And that's exactly where we are with John Burns. Now, John, let me bring you into this. This is the sort of thing, you don't need to read it, I'll read it for you. This is the sort of thing that we get sent in our studios. And it's a press release about what you've done to get here today. It says, golf mat idea set to revolutionise oil and gas industry problem. Now, what I want you to do is take me through how you're doing something with making a golf mat and it ends up in the oil industry.
Well, basically what we found was that we were actually producing a golf mat that you could actually take divots out of, and we were looking for a method to actually make the soil bind together as if it was natural soil. And we made an observation that if we mixed up large quantities of heavy material, we expected if we were left it overnight that they would settle out into their components, a liquid component and a solid component. We came back and we found that it actually stayed homogeneous. It stayed as a mixture and it hadn't separated. And from this we thought that there might possibly be a use of this in some form of industry.
Who thought, hang on, this might be something that we stumbled upon? Is it you?
Yes, it was the fact that it completely did not do what we expected it
right.
to do. And it was so unusual that it was a point that you just, curiosity just said to yourself, this shouldn't be happening.
There is the point in the germ of any idea, regardless of what it is, where, you know, some people would look at that and go, oh no, it's not worked right, we'll have to go back and do it again. But you stumbled upon it and thought, hang on, there's something in this. I'm going to go and speak to who?
Well, I thought there must be a use for it because it was so unusual. And so I thought of pipelines and the fact that you have a problem with solids accumulating in pipelines and they're very difficult to remove from the pipeline. And so what I did was I went along to ITF, which is a company that's owned by the major oil companies and service companies. And what they basically do is they facilitate your inventions and they get the backing of the large major corporations to do that. And so I went along to ITF. ITF had a look at it. They got several of the large major operators involved in it who liked the idea, and to do what's called a proof of concept. And a proof of concept is actually proving that it has got a valid use in the oil industry.
Okay, so you take what you've done with you know, making it do what it did, and then scale it up to large pipes that you'd be using in the likes of the oil industry. So is that the stage that you're at now?
We're at the stage that ITF and the oil companies gave us what's called a proof of concept, and we were able to show, we built a pipeline in an actual factory, and we were able to show that it picked up debris and it did what we said it would do, and it would do it in the operating ranges that we thought, and also with the chemicals that were used in the oil industry.
So this is the sort of thing that you would use if you were, say, for instance, decommissioning a rig and you want to clean out?
Yes, I mean, if you had a tank that had contaminants in it, or you had a pipeline that had contaminants in it, and you wanted to remove them without putting a solid pig through them, or if you didn't want to actually have someone go into a dangerous situation, at the stage that we're at just now is that in theory it will work, but what we're next doing, along with ITF, is to actually do field trials, to actually show that we can do it on a macro scale so we could actually do it in decommissioning of an oil rig or an oil rig facility.
So hopefully next time when we come back at Offshore Europe 2013, you'll be sitting here going, and this is what it does.
Hopefully what we would be able to do is show that that's exactly what we've proved in concept it actually does in reality in an industrial way.
Okay, well, thanks for talking to us. Wish you all the best with that.
Everyone featured on today's show available for you to listen to at your leisure on our Listen Again section at northsun1.com. Thanks for listening. You can find it every day simply by clicking northsun1.com/listen again. We're back tomorrow for more, but grab our Energy Week podcast whenever you like for free to get completely up to date. northsun1.com/listen again.
North Sound 1 at Offshore Europe with Falck NewTech, offering the complete package in offshore and onshore safety training. North Sound 1.